This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers in Islam, Islam came to embed the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Islam came to complete the reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your mind and in your heart. Islam came to teach us to connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every single moment and place in our life. We depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during every occasion, every moment, and every place in our life. We depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the easy days and the hard days, during the happy days and the unhappy days, during the tough days and the easy days. We depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout every single moment of our lives. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a young companion, that Abdullah ibn Abbas says, one day I was riding behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his mount. And I want you to imagine, I want you to depict this event that Abdullah ibn Abbas, a young boy, maybe his age is 13 or 14 years old, was riding behind the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talks to him. So you could imagine that moment where Abdullah ibn Abbas, even though he's the first cousin of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you could imagine how close Abdullah ibn Abbas was to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wa sallam, and how much love the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Abdullah ibn Abbas. In particular, when he was born, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took him in his own arms, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma allimu ta'wil, Allahumma faqihu fi ddin wa allimu ta'wil. Or Allah, teach him the religion and make him understand the interpretation of this religion. So Abdullah ibn Abbas says, one day I was with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells me, Ya Ghulam, oh young boy, احفظ الله يحفظك إني معلمك كلمات احفظ الله يحفظك. Oh young boy, I want to teach you words. I want to teach you words. Who's I? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But those words are very small in their numbers, short sentences, but your entire life depends on it. Ya ghulam, inni mu'allimuka kalimat. Oh young boy, I want to teach you words. So pay attention to those words. And the first thing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, ihfazillaha yahfaz. Protect Allah, Allah will protect you in return. Ihfazillaha tajidu tujahak. Protect Allah, you'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ever want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you want to depend on anyone, depend on no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعْلَمْ. And remember, لَوْ اسْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَنْفَعُوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَنْفَعُوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If this entire world gets together to benefit you with a benefit, no one can unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْأُمَّةِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَضُرُّوكَ بِشَيْءٍ لَمْ يَضُرُّوكَ إِلَّا بِشَيْءٍ قَدْ كَتَبَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكَ. If this entire world, this entire ummah wants to get together and unite against you to harm you with a harm, no one can unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. رُفِعَتِ الْأَقْلَامِ. The pens have been lifted. وَجُفَّتِ الصُّحُفِ. And the books are closed and dry. Let me go back to this hadith, and I want to connect this hadith to some events that took place during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and before the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so we could connect this hadith to our time. Oh young boy, remember Allah, protect Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you, and always remember, يحفظ الله يحفظك. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which way? Do you think Allah is waiting for your protection? Do you think the Creator is waiting for the protection of the creation? Absolutely no. But when we say, and when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, احفظ الله, protect Allah, Allah will protect you in return, it means you protect the deen of Allah by practicing the deen of Allah, by implementing the orders of Allah in your life, Allah will protect you in return. You protect Allah's deen, Allah will protect you. Again, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs your protection, or the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs your protection. Let us make this clear. So when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, protect Allah, it doesn't mean Allah needs your protection. And when I interpret this, which is the interpretation of the scholars, which means protect the deen of Allah, know the deen of Allah needs you. You are the one that needs Allah, and you are the one that needs the deen of Allah in your life. But protecting the deen of Allah, ihfadillahi ihfad, preserve Allah in your life by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Preserve the deen of Allah in your life by following the deen of Allah azza wa jal. What happens in return? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you. So now you'll have the protection of whom? Not this security company, not this authority, not this government, not this kingdom, Allah. You'll have the protection of Allah. And once you have the protection of Allah, surely you don't need any other protection. You have the protection of Allah, you don't need any other protection. You have the protection of Allah, you are fully protected. احفظ الله يحفظك. Preserve Allah, preserve the deen of Allah by obeying Allah and following the deen of Allah. Allah will preserve you in return, Allah will protect you. احفظ الله تجده تجاهك. Protect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find Allah wherever you are. Allah will always be there for you because you are always there for the deen of Allah. So whether you're in the east or the west or north or south, above ground, underground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be there for you. You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your side. You have the company of Allah azza wa jal. You have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching over you. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah. If you're in need of anything, my brother in Islam, ask Allah. You want something, ask Allah. You're in a problem, ask Allah. You're in dire need of something, ask Allah. You are going through a calamity, ask Allah. You are going through a test, ask Allah. You are going through trouble, ask Allah. You have a problem in your life, ask Allah. Allah will make it happen. If there's anyone that can make it happen, it's Allah. If anyone can solve it for you, it's Allah. If anyone can remove the harm away from you, it's Allah. If anyone that can grant you what you want, it's Allah. If you are sad, ask Allah, Allah will make you happy. If you are poor, ask Allah, Allah will make you wealthy. If you are going through a predicament, ask Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ. If you ever ask anyone, ask Allah. وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you want to depend on anyone, who shall you depend on? Allah. Who should you rely on? Allah. Depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see what Allah azza wa jalla gives you. I know deep inside us as Muslims, we do believe on the dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do believe on the reliance of Allah azza wa jalla. We do believe in the tawakkul, but we lack yaqeen. Yaqeen. And what's yaqeen? Certainty. Certainty. That we are certain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it happen. Right now you speak to anyone. Do you want something? Ask Allah. Of course Allah will make it happen. Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it take place. Of course Allah azza wa jalla can give me what I want. Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can get rid of what I am encountering as a trial or a test. Of course Allah can make it happen. Of course Allah can make it happen. But Allah wants to see certainty. That you are 100%. Every Muslim talks about it. Look, every Muslim that you say to them, do you know that you should be praying? Of course I should be praying. Do you know that Allah Azza wa Jalla has rights upon you that you must be praying? Of course Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has rights upon me to pray. You know that Allah is going to punish you if you're not going to pray? Yes, of course I know that. So how come you're not praying? There's belief, but there's no certainty. There's belief, but there's no certainty. My brother in Islam, we need to elevate ourselves, not only to believe, but to have yaqeen, certainty. And one of the inspirational stories that really inspires me, and I've been talking about it for the last 2 weeks, is the story of the mother of Musa. And I'm sure every single one of us had heard that story. The story of the mother of Musa. When Fir'aun ordered his soldiers to start executing and killing all the baby boys of Bani Israel because of the threat that he was encountering. And then later on he ordered his soldiers to kill 1 year and then leave those babies free for 1 year. So the year that Harun, the brother of Musa alayhi salam, was born in was the year that he wasn't killing the baby boys of Bani Israel. But the year that he decided and he ordered the soldiers to kill the baby boys of Bani Israel, it was the year that Musa alayhi salam was born in. So you could imagine a believing mother, a vulnerable woman, the mother of Musa alayhi salam, so scared and concerned over her baby boy Musa alayhi salam when he was born. And during her pregnancy, she kept away from everyone else. She stayed at her home because she didn't want anyone to know that she was pregnant, because the soldiers and the army of Fir'aun had ordered any person from Bani Israel that knows of any woman that's pregnant to inform them, so they could know if she gave birth to a boy to kill him. If it's a girl, then let go of him. يَسْتَحْيِي نِسَاءَهُمْ. He'll allow their ladies or their baby girls stay alive. وَيَذَبِّحَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. And kill their baby boys. So that year that the mother of Musa alayhi salam, she fell pregnant in, is that year that Fir'aun and his soldiers were going around killing the baby boys of Bani Israel. So she hid away from everyone else until she gave birth. She managed to scrape through, not allowing anyone to know that she was pregnant. But how long is she going to last of people not knowing that she gave birth to this baby boy? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one verse in the Quran Kareem in Surah Al-Qasas that really blows my mind away. That really makes me so amazed of the yaqeen, not the taqwa, not the belief, but the certainty that this mother had. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. And we inspired the mother of Musa to breastfeed her son, Musa alayhi salam. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Pay attention to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. So Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the story of Musa alayhi salam and the mother of Musa alayhi salam, when she fell pregnant and she gave birth to this little baby boy Musa alayhi salam, and now she became so concerned over her newly born baby boy Musa alayhi salam, in which the news will spread around and spread out that she gave birth to this baby boy, in order, or what happens in return, that the people or the soldiers of Fir'aun will come and kill her baby boy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires her and tells her, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِي. Breastfeed him. فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ. When you become too scared and petrified over him, فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. Put him in a chest and cast him in the river. Now my brother in Islam, we listen to this story, yeah, nice, mashallah. Excuse me, you put yourself in that position. I'm sorry, even if you get a revelation after Allah had blessed you with a new baby, with a new baby boy, even if you get that revelation, you as a man, don't tell me how brave you are, you'll struggle to do what Musa did, what the mother of Musa did. Imagine Allah blesses you with a child, and then Allah tells you, through an inspiration, through whatever it is, the way Allah had inspired the mother of Musa, put him in a chest and throw him in the river. This is a big sacrifice here. We're talking about a huge sacrifice. Oh, the mother of Musa, when you are too scared and concerned over your son, over your baby boy Musa, when you become too concerned because of the soldiers of Musa will find out, then they'll take him and kill him, put him in a chest and cast him in a river. فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ. But you know what? That's the amazing part. But then what does Allah Azza wa Jalla say to her? وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. After you do this, say, so you put Musa in the chest and then cast him in the river, don't be scared and don't be concerned. What do you mean don't be scared, don't be concerned? Ya Rab, you're asking me to do something that's beyond imagination, to put my baby that's only a few days old in a chest and throw him in the river, and Allah knows where this river's going to take him to. And you say to me on the top of all this, don't be scared and don't be concerned. I'm going to be scared and I'm going to be concerned. But this is where the yaqeen kicks in. This is where the yaqeen kicks in. Logically, rationally, emotionally, when you think about it, no way. No way. Who could do something like that? But when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depending on Allah azza wa jal, احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله وإذا سألت فاسأل الله. Depend on Allah. Preserve Allah and Allah will preserve it in return. Preserve the deen of Allah, you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. If you want to ask anyone, ask no one but Allah. And if you want to depend on anyone, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, only Allah. This is the yaqeen. This is the yaqeen that right now you have full conviction and belief. And not only full conviction and belief, full dependence and reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah azza wa jalla says to you after this big sacrifice to put your son, to put your baby son in that chest and cast him in the river. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be scared and don't be concerned. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adds, and he says, إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. We're going to bring him back to you and we're going to make him a prophet and a messenger later on. My brother in Islam, a story like this, yes, we listen to it, but I want you to think about it. What a huge sacrifice that the mother of Musa had sacrificed after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed her with this baby boy, and then Allah azza wa tells her, throw him in the river. Cast him in the river. Look, you know, this is a big sacrifice. And then on the top of all this, don't be scared. On the top of all this, don't be concerned. On the top of all this, we're going to bring him back. Come on. Come on. How far can someone go? But when you have taqwa in Allah, you could go as far as you want. The sky's the limit. When you depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jalla will make the impossible possible. When you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah azza wa jalla is with you in return, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn everything around. Even what is perceived from the outside as impossible, Allah will make it possible. So she did that. She put him in a chest. She cast him in the river. And where did this river take him? To the place that the mother of Musa was concerned about. The palace of Fir'aun. She's trying to protect her son from Fir'aun, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took that chest. Took that baby all the way to the shore of the palace of Fir'aun. To grow up in the household of Fir'aun, under the care of Fir'aun, the protection of Fir'aun for later on for him to be the enemy of Fir'aun. You know what, my brother in Islam? If this entire world gets together to orchestrate and plan something like this, it will never eventuate. It will never ever eventuate. But when you depend on Allah, and you protect the deen of Allah, and you preserve Allah in your life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn everything around. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't be afraid and don't be concerned. Similar event took place during the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was hiding with Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the cave of Tawr, on the way to Medina during the migration and hijrah, where Abu Bakr and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam both in that cave, surrounded by horsemen from the people of Quraysh, searching for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hunting for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where there's a big reward on the head of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. And at that moment, those horsemen, the enemies of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are searching for the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam to kill him and execute him, climb that mountain, reach all the way to that cave. And they stand just right before that cave, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is like the mother of Musa, petrified over the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is scared. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is terrified. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is concerned over the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam. So he says to the Messenger of Allah, O Messenger of Allah, can't you see them? They are climbing the mountain, and it's only a matter of time where they'll come to this cave. And if one of them just gazes at us, if one of them just looks at us, they could see us. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells Abu Bakr, Ya Abu Bakr, ma dhannuka bithnaini, Allahu thalithuhuma. Oh Abu Bakr, what do you say of two? Me and you, Allah is the third one amongst them. La tahzan, inna Allaha ma'ana. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will preserve us. Allah will protect us. Allah will take care of us. But subhanallah, when you think about it, the enemy is right in front of you, standing right at the entrance of this cave. You should be concerned. You should be petrified. But when you are with Allah, لا تخافي ولا تحزني. Don't be afraid. Don't be concerned when you are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brother in Islam, when you as an individual, encountering hardships in your life, encountering predicaments in your life, encountering challenges in your life, when we as a Muslim ummah are encountering hardships and challenges in our lives, be with Allah. Allah will be with you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn things around. Even though from the outside, on the surface, it doesn't seem to be the way that you want it to be, but deep inside, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything happen the way Allah made it for the mother of Musa to happen, and the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to happen. So what happened there with the mother of Musa? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took this baby right on the shore of the enemy of Musa that the mother of Musa was trying to move away from or run away from, and then Allah azza wa jal made Musa grow in the household of Fir'aun. But when he was a baby, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a few days after that, inna radduhu ilayki, we're going to bring him back to you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought Musa alayhi salam back to his mother, because Musa as a baby refused to suckle from any breast except the breast of his biological mother. So Allah fulfilled his promise. وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. The mother of Musa alayhi salam, she was about to explode from fear and concern. And then you've got the wife of Fir'aun looking for wet nurses. And at the end, it was only the breast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Musa alayhi salam to suckle from his mother. So Allah brought him back to his mom. Few years later, Allah made him a prophet and a messenger from the greatest prophets and messengers. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr are in that cave. The non-believers and the horsemen of the people of Quraysh climbed that mountain, reached all the way to the gate and the entrance of that cave. Muhammad and Abu Bakr right in front of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinded them. La tahzan inna Allah ma'ana. Don't be afraid. Allah is with us. My brother in Islam, be with Allah. Allah will be with you. Depend on Allah. Allah will give you what you want. Ask Allah. Allah will respond to you. My brothers in Islam, never ever be despondent and lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Don't lose hope in Allah azza wa jal. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Don't lose hope in the promise of Allah. That moment that you lose hope, you lose yourself. Always be hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at the end of the day, the affairs of this world and your affairs and the affairs of every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the face of this earth are in the hands of Allah, not in your hands, not in my hands, not in their hands, no one's hands except the hands of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us. Whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests you as an individual, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us as a community, as a nation, Allah tests us. And a lot of the times you lose hope. We start losing hope. Why is this happening to me? Why is it that I'm going through this? I'm a good bloke. I'm a good person. I've got a good family. I've got a good heart. Why am I going through this? Never ever lose hope in Allah. Muhammad was better than you, and he encountered and went through more than what you are going through. Don't look at it that way. When you look at the Muslim Ummah, what the Muslim Ummah is encountering, I would say, what's going on around the world? Everyone's against us, even the Muslims themselves, the Muslim countries are against Muslims. Don't lose hope. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make things happen. From the outside, yes, it seems that we've lost hope. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make the impossible possible, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it for the mother of Musa, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did it for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be hopeful. Be hopeful in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be reliant on Allah azza wa jal. Be dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never ever ever lose hope. And ask Allah azza wa jal. إِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعَنْ بِاللَّهِ. If you want to ask anyone, ask Allah. You want to depend on anyone, depend on Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it happen. But in order for you to get a response from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to go through the process. You want an answer? You want to respond from Allah? You have to get through the process. What's the process? Believe and test. You must believe in Allah. You must be tested. And then you're going to find the answers from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll find the reply from Allah azza wa jal. You'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. But you have to believe, number one, and you have to go through the process, number two. We want to believe, yes, but we don't want to go through the process. I want everything to come to me easy. Ya Allah, I believe in you. I believe in your greatness. I believe in your power. But I don't want to go through the test. Just give me what I want at the end of the day. I'm sorry, it doesn't work like that. Not that I'm the one that's saying this. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ankabut, do people think they'll be left alone to say, we are believers? And Allah says, and you think I'm not going to test you? That's the process. It's part of the process. Uncompromised, non-negotiable process. So don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want without you going through the process, unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted this to happen to anyone, who would have made it happen to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the prophets and messengers? But yet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them go through the process. And the process is, you must be tested. You must be shaken. You must be trialed. You have to go through those hardships. But if you stay strong, unshaken, with more conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and depends on Allah azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you more than what you anticipated. Allah will give you more than what you anticipated. What the mother of Musa anticipated, that Allah will protect her son and bring him back to her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her, on the top of all this, he's going to be a prophet and a messenger. She went through the process. Her anticipation was here, Allah gave her more than that. She just wanted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect her son. Allah protected her son, and Allah azza wa jalla brought him back to her, and Allah azza wa jalla made him to be a prophet and a messenger. So my brother in Islam, you must have that belief, and you must go through the trials and tests. At the end, the big opening comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Give glad tidings to the believers. نَصْرٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ. A great victory from Allah and a great opening. But you as an ummah, you must go through the process and you must pass the exam. So whether it's a test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing you on an individual base, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us as an ummah, as a community. Hang in there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond back to you. Hang in there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from you. Hang in there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you what you want. Hang in there and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the opening and the victory that you've been looking forward to. This is the way of Allah. The way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with his servants, in particular prophets and messengers. Even the prophets and messengers didn't even get it any better. Allah tested them more than anyone else, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he says, the most tested people by Allah are the prophets and the messengers, and I am Muhammad Rasulullah, the most tested one amongst the prophets and messengers. He was the most tested one by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated his position to be the highest position, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one is allowed to enter the Jannah before him. So my brother in Islam, always reflect upon the story of the mother of Musa. From the outside, no hope. From the inside, full of hope. From the outside, looks very scary. From the inside, it's very optimistic. Depend on Allah, and you find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are.
I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. It pies person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.